Welcome to the Influential Women Podcast Special Edition for International Women's Day Week. To celebrate our third birthday, chatting to sisters Gracie and Sophie Tyrrell. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, pleasure. Great to meet you. And in fact, we want to introduce the Squirrel Sisters, the ladies known as the Squirrel Sisters, which actually rhymes with your surname, Tyrrell. Your Thriver and Survivor story is launching an award-winning snack business and overcoming sexism in the workplace together. So we just want to start with Sophie. And Sophie is a relatively new mum, aren't you? And
yes, I am.
What happened then, Sophie? You've got a 10-month-old child and juggling all these things. What happened with your new business?
So I found out I was pregnant, and we were in talks with investors at the time. And the idea of investment and finding out I was pregnant, you know, thought, well, actually, this is great because we can accelerate this. We have the support then financially to be able to push the business further. And also we were looking for investors who could actually help. So we were speaking to this particular group of people and, you know, felt like we wanted to be completely transparent. It was still early stages of talking. So, you know, there was nothing official. And I told them when I was 8 weeks because of wanting to be completely honest. And it had come as a surprise. Like, it wasn't completely unplanned, but it wasn't, you know, completely, you know, exactly what I wanted at that time. But it, not I'm making it sound negative.
But it wasn't anyway. Anticipated or expected with the new business, was it? And you had a bit of misogyny.
Yes.
On that, because you were pregnant. Is that what happened?
Yes. So I told them, and one of the guys was really positive. He said, you know, we're in the 21st century. This is great news. Of course, we don't expect women to sit with their feet up for however long. So I thought, brilliant. You know, that's fantastic that they're on board with it. But then when we found out that the head guy didn't know, and we told him, his reaction was really negative, and he basically implied that I'd done it on purpose. Well, he asked me if I'd done it on purpose. He didn't imply it. So, you know, my initial reaction was to reassure them that I hadn't. And actually, then we got really annoyed, and we just thought, no, this isn't fair. Why do we feel like this? So we then went back to them and said, look, you know, if this is the kind of culture, we're not sure about it. And they reassured us. But the guy who was initially positive reassured us that, you know, no, completely positive about it. And then we had a final meeting about the shareholders agreement, and he joked, in inverted commas, about whether or not there should be a clause in there if I was to go off the rails as a new mother, which was just obviously not a joke, really, because it was something that was clearly still on his mind. He felt that I wasn't going to be capable. And, you know, we continued to go ahead with it because it was such a good opportunity. But then right at the last minute, we just had to trust our gut and pulled out, because it was just, you know, the way that their attitude towards it was just going to add a lot more stress than it was help. And it was such a huge relief when we actually turned around and said no in the end.
Gosh, horrible experience. Looking forward to something really exciting, you know, building a family, wanting to have a business, you know, as a woman, not in order to fund your way through maternity, but was not a nice way to be treated, and one that other people can possibly relate to. We want to also introduce Gracie. Thank you for joining us, Gracie. And Gracie, you know, contrasting life, bless her, was dealing with the end of a marriage, and I'm sorry that you went through that, and trying to pick up your pieces and actually you know, get this health and wellness going. So how did you make it into an award-winning business and be in all those incredible big retailers and London, you know, prestigious brands?
So I suppose we have always stuck to our values when it, and you know what we're about, which is, you know, quality and taste, and we have always stuck with that. We have, you know, come into situations where we could have, you know, gone and got lower quality ingredients to bring down the price and therefore fit in with, you know, some of the bigger retailers, but we haven't done that. We have just, you know, we will not compromise on anything like that. And yeah, it's definitely been difficult. It's been, you know, we are just a team of two, and we have been for over 4 years now, and we haven't had investment yet. And then obviously with personal life and, you know, Sophie having a baby, me going through a divorce, it has been incredibly difficult to balance everything. But having each other and the support of each other has been what's kind of kept us going. And when I was going through a divorce, Sophie was able to just step up and, you know, say, go home, do not worry about doing anything today. I'll look after everything. And because we are sisters, we've got that 100% trust, and, you know, we have each other's best interests at heart. So it has just been very easy because of having each other. We've both said so many times, God, if it was just us on our own, you know, one of us doing it, it would be so different. So yeah, having the support of each other has definitely kind of helped us get to where we are now.
And what sort of snacks are they? Are they they're sweet snacks?
Yeah, they are. So yeah, they are fruit and nut bars. So we use basically kitchen cup ingredients, things like dates to bind and sweeten, peanuts, almonds, cashews, organic cacao powder, organic cacao butter, things like that. So they're completely vegan, plant-based, gluten-free, 100% natural. And our main thing is that we have no added sugar. So we are one of the only snacking brands in the UK that does not add any syrups or sugar alternatives to sweeten their products.
Very necessary. Brilliant. And they're called Squirrel Sisters.
Bars. And we are in 2,000 stores now across the UK. So we're in places like Waitrose, Holland & Barrett, Ocado, Amazon, BP petrol station, Selfridges, Harvey Nichols, and lots of other places like
that. You girls, yeah, that's fantastic. And what award did you win then?
So we have won several great taste awards. So we won in 2017, 18, and 19, and we haven't entered this year, but we will be. And we've won the Women's Health Best Bar / Ball Award in 2018, the Bronze Free From Award, and we're also certified by Sugarwise, which really kind of sets us apart from a lot of the other snacking bars out there, because we have that certification, which basically means we are a good, healthy option. Mm-hmm. And because we only use dates, we have, obviously, it's fruit sugar, but it's very different to refined sugar because it has nutritional value and minerals and vitamins and stuff like that.
Wow, gosh, brilliant. Good for you. I'm really impressed here. So,
thank you.
Mantra for living. How do we live our life? Sophie?
So at the moment, the way I'm trying to live my life is just to live in the present moment. And, you know, I suppose my mantra would be kind of just stop and take a minute and take a breath, because, I mean, you know, having a baby as well, it just, you know, it forces you to live in the moment, but sometimes that moment becomes incredibly stressful. So it's just taking a minute, you know, or a few minutes every day, really trying to do this and be strict about it, and just, you know, breathing and calming down, and then you're able to tackle things better. Or, you know, when things are unpredictable, which they often are at the moment, it just allows you to see the situation for what it is and try and not get so overwhelmed. So that's mine.
Sleep routines and everything. And Gracie, mantra for living for you?
So mine is trust your gut. there have been several times in business and personal life that you have a really strong gut feeling and you just don't trust it and kind of follow the feeling that you're getting, and that has always been wrong for us. So now, yeah, always trust your gut, and
and your solar plexus, it really tells you, doesn't it, what you're really feeling.
Yeah,
that's interesting. So you've turned your passion into a business. Good for you. And a healthy business, and a really topical, important business, and, you know, to keep blood sugar stable and everything else, and to win awards and be in those places, I think that's amazing. I hope you get the funding. How do people find you then, ladies?
So they can find us on our website, squirrelsisters.com, but our main platform really is Instagram. We're on there every day, trying to give people a sneak peek into our lives, and also posting things that we hope will be inspiring and motivating, and also just, you know, giving people a glimpse into who the sisters are and why we started, and hopefully help them find that balance really in life, where, you know, you can live life to the full but feel good as well.
Fabulous. So live in the now. Now, what does International Women's Day and being a woman today mean to you, Gracie?
So for me, it's just a great day because it just enables everyone to celebrate being a woman and being proud to be a woman. And, you know, the opportunities we now have. And I think what's so lovely is how when women come together, they're just like this absolutely incredible tribe of and support system. And I think International Women's Day just really highlights that and how incredible we are as one and together. And yeah, it's just a really nice day to just feel really proud and celebrate womanhood.
So true, I agree with that. And Sophie, your views?
Yeah, similar, but I think it is just, it feels like an exciting time. And actually it feels like when women support each other, like, look at what we can do. And when people understand, you know, when you've got a screaming baby and you can't make a meeting, or that, you know, you need to work from home, and we are understanding each other and celebrating each other. And it is just so lovely, because women could do a hell of a lot and we should have more confidence on that. You know, that's generalizing, but we should. And yeah. I think it gives people that motivation and confidence. And there are a lot of women who really, really need that. And
you can lose that, can't you? And
definitely.
Myself, mine are big teenagers now. But you can lose that, and then you have to come back to the values of actually, as a mother, you know, you're a carer, a giver, yeah. A doctor, a psychologist, you know. And actually, a multitasker, you forget that actually you have upped your skill set.
So, yeah. Well, yeah, so many of my friends kind of say, oh, you know, they're really nervous about going back to work and almost apologetic about the situation, that they now want to spend time with their child. And because I went back so early, and, you know, now we're in a situation where we're dealing with people and I've got the baby, and I, you know, you have to kind of cut through the crap. And I just say, you know, you have gained so much, I promise you, like, and try and just build their confidence, because actually they're going back probably more productive. They care more. They're going back because they care. And because they want to make a good life for their family. So, you know, what's more motivating than that?
So shift the guilt, live in the now, ladies. That's what we're getting from
yes.
This Influential Women's Podcast special edition is produced by Nikki Bannerman and host presented by Nikki Bannerman and co-produced and co-founded with Juliet Nichols. More episodes are available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and links from Instagram on influential_women_podcast and Twitter @influentialpod.